Let us glory in the cross of Christ. August 18. We glory in the resurrection of Christ. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. John 11:25-26. After the crucifixion of Christ, the priests and rulers did not feel a sense of victory which they had expected. They did not rejoice at their success in silencing the voice of the great teacher. They were afraid. Already his death was calling attention to his life and character. The priests were convicted that their attempts at revenge had failed, and they dreaded a dead Christ more, far more, than they had ever feared a living Christ. The light of heaven encircled the tomb, and the whole heaven was lighted by the glory of the angel. The angel approached the grave, and rolling away the stone as if it had been a pebble, he sat upon it. Then his voice was heard, "Son of God, come forth, thy Father calls thee." And Jesus came forth from the grave with the step of a mighty conqueror. There was a burst of triumph, for the heavenly family were waiting to receive him, and the mighty angel, followed by the army of heaven, bowed in adoration before him, as he, the monarch of heaven, proclaimed over the rent tomb of Joseph, "I am the resurrection and the life." All created beings live by the will and power of God. They are the recipients of the life of the Son of God. However able and talented, however large their capacities, they are replenished with life from the source of all life. He is the spring, the fountain of life. The life which he laid down in humanity, he again took up and gave to humanity. "I am come," he says, "that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Christ became one with humanity, that humanity might become one in spirit and life with him. By virtue of this union and obedience to the Word of God, his life becomes their life. He says to the penitent, "I am the resurrection and the life."